T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cowboys showing a blitz. Here they come. Manning's going to get sacked again. Fumbles the football. Recovered by the Cowboys at the Giants' 27-yard line.
Second and 9 at the Steeler 19. Mahomes comfortable, throws for Kelce. Adjusts his route, makes the catch, and rolls into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City on 2 rolls of the dice. The Chiefs roll 7.
Evans wide to the right side. Dropping Fitzpatrick throws it across the ground. Caught ball. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans. What a strike throw by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
15 seconds left. Darnold throws a deep ball for the near sideline. It is intercepted. Terrence Mitchell. And that will do it. And the celebration begins here in Cleveland.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's Picks.
All right, today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort and Bally's Wild, Wild West, Atlantic City Wager now. By Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. It's week 3 in the NFL. Evan and I had brutal weeks last week as we combined for an 0-6.
Tough to do.
Where's Ricky Ricardo? I get him back? He got me 2-1 the first week, so maybe I need Ricky to make the picks. But nevertheless, it was not pretty. So, Ev, there's only one way to go for us. And that's up.
Or it could be the same. It could be the same.
I'm confident that one of us will get a win this week.
No, I would think so.
I feel good about that.
And I lost miserably. I lost with the Giants getting 3. I lost with the Cardinals getting 13.5. I needed like 40 points to feel good about that. And I lost with the Steelers laying 4.5, though I felt good when Pittsburgh came all the way back to tie that game going at the halftime. And my picks for week 3, maybe it's not learning from my mistakes. Maybe it's just doubling down. But my 3 picks have a very similar feel to what I did in week 2. 2 of the teams I picked, I'm picking again. And 1 of the teams I picked against, I'm picking against again. Let me start with the Steelers. A couple of things about this. They're laying 1.5 in Tampa against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I love the fact that the number is as low as it is, and I understand why it is. I mean, the Steelers haven't won a game yet. The Buccaneers look like the greatest team in the world. At some point, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to come back to earth. Now, maybe that some point is next week against the Bears. Hey, maybe that point is next year after he gets a big contract extension. We know something about that. But at some point, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not going to be dropping dimes to DeSean Jackson for 85 yards. I think this Steeler defense is a mess. I acknowledge that. There's no doubt that not having Ryan Shazier after last year's brutal injury has made a big impact. But I think this offense, which we even saw last week against Kansas City, this offense can also drop a 40-burger. They need to get Connor Moore involved. They got way too away from the run last week. I know when you're playing from behind, you have to. But Big Ben threw the ball about 60 times. He did all right. He threw for 400 yards. I think the Steeler offense will give them another big-time performance. But here's the thing about the Steelers and why I love them this week. I think they do well with adversity. I think when there's the circus, and there is a circus, between Le'Veon Bell hanging out with models and posting pictures and not showing up to work, and Antonio Brown, who's been a disaster this year, between threatening media members, yelling at his coaching staff, tweeting at people, trade me, not showing up on Monday. This is perfect for the Steelers. They're such a mess. I love that they're a mess because I think they do well when they have a mess. And here's the other thing that put me over the top. Unnamed NFL assistant coach says Mike Tomlin lost the locker room. Okay, here we go. Steelers are about to go on a winning streak. They're 5-1 all-time at Tampa. Make it 6-1. Give me the Steelers laying 1.5 in Tampa against the Buccaneers. This one's moronic, but I have my reason. I'm taking the Cardinals again. They're getting 5.5 at home against the Bears. I love the Bears this year. I really do. I put some shekels down on them before the season even started. Khalil Mack made a world of difference. This offense is getting the most it can out of Mitchell Trubisky. Here's the problem. The Chicago Bears at this point are not good enough to be laying 5.5 on the road against anybody. And here's the thing about the Cardinals. And eventually, we're going to see the young quarterback. They're not this bad. They've scored 6 points in 2 games. They're one of the best running backs on the planet in David Johnson. They will eventually get him going. 5.5 is a big number. So I'm doubling down on the Cardinals. Give me Arizona getting the 5.5 at home against the Bears. And in game number 3, I'm betting against the Cowboys again. I'm taking the Seahawks, laying the 2 at home against Dallas. And look, Seattle's banged up in many ways. They lost Doug Baldwin. Russell Wilson's running for his life. But I'm putting a lot of stock in the fact that the Seahawks are going back into their own building. It's their home opener. The place is going to be extraordinarily loud. And I'm banking on the Cowboys facing, yes, another garbage offensive line, but not destroying the quarterback the way they did last week against the Giants. I like Seattle in this game. I think Pete Carroll will band the troops together. They get Bobby Wagner back. They're even getting out of their offensive line's getting a little bit of help. If you consider DJ Fluker help, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I have no idea. But the fact they're at home, give me Seattle to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm only laying 2 points. The fact that the Seahawks are only laying 2 points at home would have sounded crazy not that long ago. Give me the Steelers laying 1.5 in Tampa, the Cardinals getting 5.5 at home against the Bears, and Seattle laying 2 at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. 0-3 last week. I'm 2-4 on the season. And, of course, the 2 wins were courtesy of my buddy Ricky Ricardo. Last week, I took a flyer on the Bills getting 8 against I'm going to still call them the San Diego Chargers, even though they're in L.A. That didn't work out as they lost by 11. I had the Panthers getting 6 in Atlanta, and they lost by a touchdown. And I had the Redskins, who I was high on, laying the 5.5 against the Colts, and they got beat pretty bad at home by Indianapolis. So a brutal 0-3 week. As I said, 2-4 on the season, the 2 wins. Thank you, Ricky Ricardo, very much. So here we go for week 3. I'm taking the Broncos getting 5.5 in Baltimore. You know, that's a lot of points against Denver. Denver looks pretty good. They're 2-0. They came from behind to pull that game out last week against, so far, the pitiful Raiders. Case Keenum looks like, you know, for the first time in a couple years or since Manning's been gone, you know, the Broncos actually have a real quarterback here now. I mean, Keenum looks for real after the great year he had in Minnesota. And I don't know what the Ravens are. Everybody was nuts after the Ravens, you know, buried maybe the worst team in football, the Bills, in week 1. Everybody went crazy. Oh, to Baltimore, 47-3. Then on a Thursday night, they go to Cincinnati, and the Bengals beat them up pretty good. Flacco didn't exactly look great in that game. I just think Denver's pretty good. You know, they still got an outstanding defense. You know, Von Miller and those guys on defense, that's a dangerous, dangerous group. I just don't think the Ravens are good enough to be laying 5.5 points, you know, against the Broncos. I don't care where the game is. I can see Denver. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Denver wins the game outright. Give me the Broncos plus 5.5 in Baltimore. That's game 1. Game 2, I like the Chiefs laying 6.5 against the Niners at home in Kansas City. I mean, the offense right now is just off the charts. What a week last week for Mahomes. 6 touchdown passes and that win against Pittsburgh. They got all these guys, you know, whether it's Hill, whether it's Hunt, whether it's Kelsey, all these guys that can kill you on offense. And I don't love the Niners. I don't love them. They lost week 1 in Minnesota. They were lucky to beat the Lions last week at home. If it wasn't for a big penalty on could have been a game-turning interception for the Lions, you know, maybe San Francisco loses that game, and they barely won it by a field goal. I just don't see it. I don't, and you're not even having to lay a 7-point deal here, 6.5. You know, 7 points covers it for you with Kansas City. Right now, Kansas City looks unstoppable. I'm taking the Chiefs, laying the 6.5 at home against the Niners. And I went with this team in game 3. I went with this team last week. I'm going to go with them again, even though I lost. I'm taking the Panthers, laying 3 at home against the Bengals. They played a tough game, a tough divisional loss last week on the road against Atlanta. You know, to me, they're still a pretty good team. Solid defensive team. We know about Cam Newton. And I don't know what the Bengals are. You know, I know they're 2-0. I get it. But, I mean, you know, they beat the Colts. Yeah, it was a road win. and they beat the Ravens. I don't know. How good really is Cincinnati? I'm not sold on them. I think the Panthers are better. The Panthers are home. You're only laying a field goal. Carolina's coming off a loss. I like the Panthers laying 3 at home against the Bengals. So the Beningo picks for week 3. Give me the Broncos plus 5.5 in Baltimore. Give me the Chiefs laying 6.5 at home against the Niners. Give me the Panthers laying 3 at home against the Bengals. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks week 3 in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.